This is Jay Sekulow, day two of the trial of Saeed Abedini.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Hold on.
The trial of an Iranian-American pastor began today in Iran, despite Associated Press reports that Pastor Saeed Abedini may be released on bail. The American Center for Law and Justice issued a statement saying that bail has not been accepted by the Iranian court. The prosecutor charged Pastor Abedini with attempting to undermine the Iranian government. Just know you're not
alone. This is another example of Muslims persecuting Christians. It happened in Egypt. It happened in Nigeria. It's happened all over that area, and you've got to stop it.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. Don't pay no mind to the demons.
They fill you with fear. Pastor Abedini could face the death penalty. The ACLJ is also urging President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to speak out publicly for Pastor Abedini.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We are at day two of the trial of Pastor Saeed Abedini. And I say day two of the trial. We know that a proceeding went forward today where pastors in the area were summoned to appear before this radical court, the Revolutionary Council Court. We also know that neither the pastor nor his lawyer were allowed to attend the proceedings today as evidence was taken against him. That has taken place. There was also a series of false and misleading reports yesterday coming out of Iran, particularly a statement that he was about to be released because bail had been arranged. Well, the fact of the matter is bail has been arranged for a number of months, 5 months now. And while the judge says, yes, bail should be posted, when that bail is posted, the authorities, the Revolutionary Guard, refuse to process that bail. So Saeed Abedini maintains and is in jail, suffering brutality at the hands of the Iranian regime, despite the fact that the Iranian news agency is trying to distort the facts. And folks, they're trying to distort the facts because they don't want you and others to take action. That's what all of this is about, because the international pressure on the Iranian regime right now is growing by the moment. You've got news articles that have been published in Great Britain, in the United Kingdom, in The Guardian, in the Mail. I mean, there's a lot of information starting to get out there. Fox News has been covering this extensively. CNN is covering it as well. But I just want to make it very clear, Pastor, American pastor, remember, U.S. citizen, Saeed Abedini has not been freed on bail and remains facing trial and a possible death sentence in Iran. And we also know that the charge against him is from the House Church movement that he was part of. And they're saying, the Iranian regime saying, that House Church movement is action against the state's national security. We're taking your phone calls and we're asking this question, and Than Bennett's going to make a comment in a moment, folks, that's going to show you the reality. Still nothing out of the United States State Department calling for his immediate release. Why is it that this administration will not call for the immediate release of this U.S. citizen? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Than, very quickly, we'll get more on this after the break. We've got a unique opportunity coming up this Thursday. Let's tell everybody what's happening where we can get some attention to this.
Yeah, we've had no action, considerable action from the State Department. Jay, we are going to have a new Secretary of State. It's going to be John Kerry, but he's got to go before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee first on Thursday to answer questions about his confirmation. This question is going to be answered or asked. We're going to see to it. Senator Kerry could chart a new course for the State Department, Jay.
Which means we want to let Senator Kerry know and other members of the United States Senate that we've crossed 200,000 signatures from Americans calling for Pastor Saeed Abedini's release. Folks, we're at 183,762 online. Go to aclj.org. Sign on that petition. We've got the opportunity Thursday. Let's take advantage of it. Or you can call us right now at 1-877-989-2255 to add your name. But folks, Thursday's hearing for Senator Kerry. Let's demand an answer. aclj.org or 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
An American pastor is on trial in Iran right now because of his Christian faith. Pastor Saeed Abedini, who has been in prison since September, is now facing charges in an Iranian courtroom. The ACLJ is representing Pastor Saeed's family in the U.S. and continues to work to secure his freedom. But the United States has failed to fully engage this case. The State Department, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, President Obama, and his press secretary have failed to call for this American citizen's release. There is still time to make a difference, though, but we need to hear from you right now. Sign on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed and urge the Obama administration to take action to secure the freedom of this American citizen. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I was on Bill Hemmer's program on Fox News this morning talking about the latest developments. Again, if you're just joining us, day two of the trial, although the lawyer is not allowed to attend, nor is Saeed Abedini, as pastors are called. I'm sure they're going to try to coerce these pastors to testify against him. Just so you know, he is being charged with subverting Islamic youth to have them convert to Christianity, which is a crime punishable by death in Iran. That's because of his house church movement. They're acknowledging that that's in fact the charge against him. So this is just something really, really significant here. We're going to have Tiffany Barron join us in a minute, but I want to set up for you folks. I want you to hear from Nagme right now. This is the wife of Saeed Abedini. This is number six. This was an interview just yesterday.
He talks about people, interrogators, and even the doctor who was supposed to treat him, finding out that he's a Christian. They call him filthy, and they treat him horrifically. And he has talked about reaching out and just loving on them and respecting him. And they don't get it. He said a few times, he said, there's tears in their eyes, and I see great respect in their eyes after they've abused me.
So this man's living out his Christian faith, folks, and in ways we cannot even imagine. But I want Than to reinstate again. We've got a unique opportunity here Thursday that we need to take advantage of because of the lack of response from the State Department of any real significance here. Let's go ahead, Than, and set forth again what is the opportunity Thursday. And we're going to get people to take direct action here.
Yeah, as our listeners know, Jay, we have just been trying over and over to get Secretary Clinton to personally engage this matter. It's for some reason she has not been willing to do it, but we have a big opportunity this Thursday to sort of give them a fresh start. Senator Kerry, he's going to be the next Secretary of State. I think we can just go ahead and say that, Jay. He's a fairly non-controversial nomination, at least in, as far as the U.S. Senate goes. He's going to get confirmed, but he still has to go before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. That's actually the committee that he chairs, Jay. He's going to have to go before them. Senator Robert Menendez is going to lead that hearing. Every senator on the committee is going to have a chance to ask him questions. Two of the senators on that committee, Jay, one of them is Jim Risch. He led this letter on Saeed that went to Secretary Clinton. Also, Marco Rubio, a big champion of religious liberty, he's on that committee as well. We are asking both of them to put forward a question about Saeed to Senator Kerry and ask Senator Kerry to publicly call for his release. Jay, he could do it in public on Thursday. He doesn't have to wait for confirmation. He could say, as a U.S. senator, I demand his release, and when I become secretary, I will demand his release then as well. So hopefully on Thursday, we'll have good news.
All right, folks, let me tell you what I'd like you to do. We want to make sure we're 200,000 signatures online alone by Thursday here. So if you've not signed this petition, you need to do it. There's two ways for you to do it. We've got this opportunity Thursday. Let's take advantage of it. Let's be over 200,000 signatures online alone. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, where 183,914 of you have already signed on, which is incredible. If you can't get to the web, you can call us and sign on the phones as well. Just call 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 again, or ACLJ.org. And we've got this opportunity Thursday with Senator Kerry. We want to take advantage of it. So have your voice heard here. If you haven't signed that petition, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We've got some breaking news coming out of Iran. Tiffany Barron is one of our legal directors in our international area and has been working very closely on this case. Tiffany, what is the latest that you've gotten out of Iran?
Thanks, Jay. About 10 minutes ago, we were able to confirm in Iran that one of the lay pastors from the network of house churches that Saeed was involved in was called and summoned before the court today to testify against Saeed. This individual received questions about Saeed, about how the church networks were financed, when it started. All of it was about the Christian activities. But the most important question and comment that was made in the court is that the court specifically told her she would be summoned again in a month's time to testify and be asked more questions about Saeed. That statement is extremely revealing. It tells to us that the regime does not plan on releasing Saeed or letting him return to his family or even releasing a verdict anytime soon.
All right, so folks, if you're just joining us, you need to hear what's happened here. So we've got a situation where there were false reports yesterday by AP and some others saying that there was this release imminently of Pastor Saeed Abedini. That was false. What we've now learned today, recapping this again, Tiffany, is now we've heard this from people that were in the courtroom, correct?
This is the woman testifying before the court today. We got confirmation from her, yes.
All right, exactly what did they announce? So this is day two of the trial, and Saeed is not there, nor is his lawyer, correct?
Correct. Neither one of them were in the court today.
So it's almost like a secret session going on inside this Iranian Revolutionary Guard courthouse. What exactly was she asked?
She was asked about her relationship in working with Saeed, whether she was a house church pastor herself, whether she was a convert, whether Saeed led her to that conversion, which in fact he had. She was asked specifically how Saeed was financing his trips in and out of Iran, how he was financing the stuff for the orphanage, how he was financing his work with the house churches, whether that was foreign funds. It was not. Those were funds raised inside of Iran. But most importantly, she, of course, exposed herself that she is a convert, that she was a part of these house churches and potentially could face charges herself.
So we now know what's going on here, folks. This is an attempt to purge Christianity away. What's also, as far as the release goes, this word about imminent release, which was false, but now we know that they're saying that she may even, in fact, be called back again to testify in the next 30 days.
That's right. In fact, they said she would be called. They said they would be summoning her again for Saeed's case particularly. So we know that the regime was lying and playing a game yesterday.
Yeah, well, that was an attempt to crush the media advocacy that's going on around the world on Saeed Abedini's behalf. I mean, that's all that was. Obviously, that's not the case. They're not releasing him. That's not a great shock. But, you know, folks, again, I want to reiterate something here. This is a United States citizen. And, Than, we've been talking about this, and Tiffany, you've been trying to work with the State Department here. Their statements out of the State Department, I'm just going to say it, are not only weak, it is incredibly disappointing that the United States State Department is not calling for his release, coming from Secretary of State Clinton, or maybe it'll become new Secretary of State, if confirmed, and I'm sure that Senator Kerry will be confirmed. But there's been this lack of involvement from the State Department that's palpable here. What's your sense of where that's going?
You know, at this point, I think we're also somewhat playing games with the State Department. There is absolutely nothing holding them up at this point, despite the many excuses we've been given for why they won't come out publicly demanding that this American citizen be released.
All right. Tiffany Barron, as a lawyer specializing in international law and heads up our legal group there that's working on the case with Jordan on this horrible situation with the American citizen, Pastor Saeed. We'll keep you posted. Thanks, Tiffany. Folks, this is exactly why you got to react, and you got to move. And, Than, this really points to what I think is the most troubling development here, and that is the State Department, our United States State Department, not speaking up on behalf of a United States citizen. Inexcusable.
It is absolutely inexcusable, Jay, and I think it is enabling what we are seeing. I mean, imagine Pastor Saeed's family here. You go to great lengths to gather this bail that the Iranian court says will get your family member
the
back.
The judge himself said, post the bail, you're out. He did, and they wouldn't.
They go to great lengths to post it. They don't let him out. And not only that, Jay, they continue the trial without the pastor or his lawyer present. It's unbelievable. If nothing else has moved our State Department to action, this certainly should. And, Jay, I would say this. The only bright spot I saw in that report that we got from Tiffany just there is still time for the United States government to make a difference here. There's no excuse that they haven't engaged at this point, but we still need that statement. It's not too late. It would still make a difference.
Look, it's not too late. He's still alive. That's number one, folks. He's facing horrible abuse each day, but he's still alive. Here's what I want to do. Folks, we're getting ready to go to a break, and we've got an opportunity Thursday with Senator Kerry. We want the question asked, and we want an answer. We can get to 200,000 signatures. That's going to send a huge statement. We're really close. I mean, online alone, we're at 184,000, so we're probably within a couple of thousand of hitting 200,000. If you've not yet signed on to this petition for Pastor Saeed Abedini, you've heard the testimony of what's going on today, you go to ACLJ.org. And you sign that petition right now. It's really easy to do. ACLJ.org. Or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. You can sign up online as well at ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. And by the way, those of you on the phone, stay there. We're going to get to your calls in the next segment of the broadcast, but we've got breaking news here. Than, let's again, with this Thursday event, we have some support on that committee for the pastor, so it's really crystallizing that and getting the statement out of Senator Kerry.
Yes, Senator Jim Risch from Idaho, that is where Pastor Saeed's family live. He's been front and center on this, and of course Marco Rubio from Florida, a real champion for religious liberty issues, he's on that committee as well. And Jay, now that it's very clear that Iran is pursuing Pastor Saeed because of his faith, not because of national security, because of his faith, I expect these two senators to aggressively engage on Thursday. We're certainly going to ask it of them.
All right, folks, that's where you come in. We'll be using your support to help us do this with almost 200,000 of you signing on. ACLJ.org is an easy way to do it right now. So just go to ACLJ.org, sign that petition. You're joining right now with almost 100. I mean, we're six away from 184,000, folks. So get to your phones and call us at 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We've just crossed 184,000, which is great. ACLJ.org. We're 1-877-989-2255. When we come back, I'm going to get your calls. Again, 877-989-2255. Let's speak out for this pastor. Time is of the essence.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. An American pastor is on trial in Iran right now because of his Christian faith. Pastor Saeed Abedini, who has been in prison since September, is now facing charges in an Iranian courtroom. The ACLJ is representing Pastor Saeed's family in the U.S. and continues to work to secure his freedom. But the United States has failed to fully engage this case. The State Department, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, President Obama, and his press secretary have failed to call for this American citizen's release. There is still time to make a difference, though, but we need to hear from you right now. sign on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed and urge the Obama administration to take action to secure the freedom of this American citizen. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You all have been holding a long time. We're going to go right to the phones. Who do we have, Dan?
Let's start with Anthony calling from Florida on line 5. Anthony, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Anthony.
Hey, thank you very much. Can I get a straightforward and honest answer from you guys? Because I trust you guys.
Sure.
The administration and the president have been back and forth, up and down with Israel, with the radical Islamic nations, with the atheists or the new atheists, whatever that means. And where does this president, after laying his hands and being sworn in on 2 Bibles, where does he stand on the issue of Christians here domestically and overseas? I'd appreciate
it. Well, I mean, you look at it domestically and you look at the HHS mandate and you say, well, there's not a lot of sympathy there. He's compelling, people of faith to violate their conscience. And overseas, you know, 4 aircraft went to Egypt today. 4 of the aircraft were shipped. Now, the others haven't been shipped yet, but 4 of them have gone. So I think his sympathies lie elsewhere. That's why, listen, you got to pray for the president. That's what we're required to do. We should do that. Yesterday was Inauguration Day. We respected that. We respect the office of the president. When he does something we agree with, we'll say it. But in this situation, both with Egypt and the situation with Saeed Abedini, I just don't get it. Well, I do get it. That's the unfortunate thing. I think that the president doesn't want to upset his view of how the Arab world is, and the Muslim world, I should say, is seeing him and seeing his administration. And I think that does nothing but get us in trouble. But we appreciate you calling in, Anthony, and thanks for the call. Hey, folks, if you want to talk to us, 800-684-3110. Remember, we're here for an hour. If you don't get us the full hour on SiriusXM, just go to aclj.org. You can listen to the rest of the program there, and we'll be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Next up is Dave calling from Florida on line 3. Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I have a lot of friends that are strong politically, and let's put it the way it is. They're liberal, and their first question is going to be, why was he, Pastor Saeed, in Iran knowing that this was a huge risk?
It's a great question. And number one, he is Iranian by nationality. His family's in Iran. He's an American citizen, but he is Iranian by nationality. He has a burden for his people. Nagme has said that. He went there not to evangelize, though. He went there to set up an orphanage and had approvals. And it was just trying to get the board approved when they did this arrest. And they charges date back, to 2000. So we found out that it all revolves around the fact that he was involved in starting the house churches. But Nagme mentioned this yesterday. He has a love for the Muslim people. Listen to what she said. It's number 5.
When we pray with the kids, I say, let's pray that God's will be done. We want his name to be glorified in such a dark place, and that Muslims would come to know the love and grace of Jesus. And so it's been hard, but the Lord's been so gracious and so amazing through all of this that I can't even, I just look at myself and I say, where does this peace come from?
So that's why. He loves the Muslim people and he wants to reach out to them with the gospel. And for that, he's facing a death sentence. And that's why, folks, we've got this opportunity with Senator Kerry. I want to take advantage of it, and that's where I need your help. We are really close. I mean, we're within striking distance of 200,000. With the signatures online and with the phones, we're probably with about at least 195,000. So we're within 5,000 signatures of being at 200,000. If we could be there Thursday when the senator is questioned, and we've got friends on that committee that could ask the question, what about Saeed Abedini and why hasn't the State Department done something? If you haven't signed on at aclj.org, do it right now at aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And we encourage you to make that call or go online right now. Again, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Dan, let's go back to the phones.
Jade, I would also say this. Saeed was operating in cooperation with the Iranian regime here. I mean, he had been back 9 times to open this orphanage. The regime was involved in approving the board members, so there wasn't any reason for him to stay away. Like you said, he loved the Iranian people, and he was working with the regime in that regard. Let's go to line one. Lee is calling from Arizona. Lee, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Lee.
I called actually to make a comment.
Okay.
And my comment is that the establishment that's running our country right now just covered up and hid a gun-running thing to the cartels in Mexico.
You're talking about Fast and Furious.
The general's assistant's personal firearm was just found on a cartel member in Mexico.
Yeah.
No charges will be brought.
Right.
Nothing will be done about it. And it will be swept under the carpet. What's the difference with this? The people who are in power right now don't care.
Well, what's the difference about this is we got international governments starting to speak out, and the media profile on this is being very, very heavy, has been heavy, and that helps. That's how you can keep these issues out in the public. I mean, what we're engaging in right now, we call media advocacy. That is getting our message out around, and it's not just in the United States, Lee, it's around the globe. You had articles yesterday in the UK papers. We've got CNN looking like they're going to do a big piece on it. Of course, Fox has been covering it. We've been covering it. That's why we thank the Lord for these Christian stations that we're on every day, because it makes a huge difference to be able to get this information out. But we've got to continue this advocacy up. And, Than, let's, again, profile for everybody what we've got coming Thursday, because this can make a huge difference.
Well, let me just say this, too, Jay. We've done this before, and it works. I mean, we saw this in
yes.
Pastor Youssef's case. You
right.
engage the UN, you engage world leaders, you engage Congress. The State Department might not want to move on this, but we can force them to action, and we've done it before. Our next chance is this Thursday in front of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The next Secretary of State, John Kerry, is going to be before the committee. He's going to have no choice but to answer questions from the senators on that committee. By the way, Jay, senators who have worked with him on this committee for years and years and years. So he's going to have a hard time dancing around the issue because they know him personally. They have a relationship. Marco Rubio and Jim Risch, I fully expect they will ask a question about Saeed Abedini come Thursday. He could chart a new course. Secretary Clinton has not been great on this. Secretary John Kerry hopefully will be a lot better.
Well, I'll tell you something. We've got a real chance here, and I think we've got to realize that the fight that we're in is going to be serious. Jordan was here yesterday in our media center. He's back in Washington. We'll try to get him maybe in the next 30 minutes of the broadcast. Again, folks, if you're not getting the whole hour, which you do on SiriusXM, just go to ACLJ.org. If you go to ACLJ.org, we stream it there. You can get it there, and we encourage you to do so. So ACLJ.org to get this what I consider crucial news and updates on this particular case. Folks, here's what we've got. As Than mentioned, we've got a hearing now for the confirmation of a Secretary of State. That will be the nominee is Senator Kerry. We've got members of the United States Senate that are on the confirmation panel. This is the committee that he goes before that may well pose a question about Saeed Abedini. We are working that as well. We want to get an answer on that. We want to also be able to say that we've heard from and let Congress know that we've heard from over 200,000 people. You've heard from his wife. We know that they had a secret proceeding today where, in fact, the lawyer was not allowed to go. Saeed Abedini was not allowed to go, but they brought in pastors to testify about the house churches, how they're funded, how they operate. And they view that as subversive to national security. So I'm going to tell you something. We got to fight back here, and that's what we do on this broadcast, and that's what we do at the ACLJ. Let me encourage you, if you've not signed this petition, go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. We're fighting for this man's life, this U.S. citizen, father of two. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Folks, if you haven't signed it, do it today. Let's get to 200,000 signatures. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in just a moment.
There is still time to make a difference, but we need to hear from you right now. Sign on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed and urge the Obama administration to take action to secure the freedom of this American citizen. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
it up.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan has just landed. We've got some updated information, which we'll have in the next segment of the broadcast. But we have a lot of you have been holding, so we're going to get to your phone calls. But, folks, we're in a critical time here. I want to thank you for taking action. It makes a huge difference. We also are disappointed to learn today about four of these F-16s being shipped. That fight continues as well. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. In fact, let's do this, Than. We've got a call coming in about those F-16s from Sean in California. Let's go ahead and take that line.
Okay, it's Sean on line 5. Sean, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, thanks, Jay. I appreciate it. Just real quick, I don't get it. We've signed these petitions, and yet he still sends the F-16s over to Egypt, knowing that this is not going to be a good thing for us. I don't understand.
Well, he's not viewing. We've heard from over 230,000 people have contacted us on this Egypt matter, and remember, it's ongoing. These are 4 of 20, 200 tanks, another $1.5 billion of aid. I will say this. The problem was that the aircraft were paid for those being shipped. But as far as aid release goes right now, Than, which is part of that same petition, nothing has moved forward to Egypt, correct?
Nothing has gone forward. And, Jay, I think this report that he's gone ahead and shipped these planes just shows you how committed the president is on this issue. So what I would say to Sean is the president has showed his hand now. He is committed to sending this aid. Now the burden shifts to Congress. Congress shouldn't send him any more money for this, Jay. We are winning that battle. And if he's going to spend the money like this, Congress shouldn't send it to him in the first place.
So, Sean, here's the thing. We've got the money has stopped, and that's a good thing right now. I like the weapons to stop, too. And believe me, we're still working on that. But there's a move in Congress. And, Than, let's update everybody with what's happening congressionally on that, because there is some moves on Congress there.
Yeah, this is Vern Buchanan. He's from Florida. He's put forward a bill that says it specifically talks about the F-16s, but it says the fact that the president is spending this money on these kinds of things when the situation is this volatile, it means we should not spend money in the future. So, Jay, Congress is now looking at next year's funding as we speak. So his bill says no more money for Egypt. The president has shown us how he's going to spend it. We are not going to send him another dime. That's the legislation we're pushing now.
So we're going to continue to fight on that front foot and keep you, of course, keep you posted on that as well. Our phone lines are open for you, by the way, at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We'll be taking more of your calls when we come back from the break. Let's try to grab one in very quickly before we hit the break. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110.
Let's go to Mary Ellen calling from Illinois on line 4. Mary Ellen, you're on the air.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
Oh, hi, Jay. I just see that, in my opinion, I don't think the State Department is going to do too much. They didn't do much for the Benghazi thing.
But remember, on Youssef Nardakhani's case, they did, and he ended up getting out of jail. Now, we had a lot of global support there, but it did happen. Go ahead, Mary Ellen. So I didn't want to cut you off, but sometimes they will do it when you push them hard enough.
Right, but that's my point. I think going after the media, going after Congress, a multi-pronged approach also to the UN and internationally, I think that's what does it.
Well, and let me tell you this. We are doing all of that. I mean, we are engaged in a global media advocacy message here and a governmental affairs message that includes not just Congress, but the United Nations, where our European Center for Law and Justice have consultative status with the UN. We're a non-governmental organization with special consultative status with the UN. So it's really important that we continue moving on the international arenas as well. And we hope to get good support there. The problem with the UN, Than, of course, is it moves really slow, but we're making headway there.
Yeah, you have to push on all these fronts, Jay. And I would just say the congressional effort's been underway for months. I mean, the Idaho delegation has been behind this with us for several months. Remember, 49 members of the House and Senate sent those letters. So Congress is pushing hard. We all are pushing the State Department because they are lagging behind.
And the reality is you got to be aggressive on this. And we've been working. Listen, we've only brought this case to the public attention in the last couple of months. We've been working on it since June. Folks, if you haven't signed that petition yet, we're up to almost 200,000 signatures. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We'll be back with more, including your phone calls, when we come back.
Oh.
An American pastor is on trial in Iran right now because of his Christian faith. Pastor Saeed Abedini, who has been in prison since September, is now facing charges in an Iranian courtroom. The ACLJ is representing Pastor Saeed's family in the U.S. and continues to work to secure his freedom. But the United States has failed to fully engage this case. The State Department, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, President Obama, and his press secretary have failed to call for this American citizen's release. There is still time to make a difference, though, but we need to hear from you right now. Sign on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed and urge the Obama administration to take action to secure the freedom of this American citizen. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
It up, keep your love, keep your head up.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan's joining us. He just got back into Washington. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Who do we have next, Dan?
Yeah, let's go to Jason calling from Arizona on line 5. Jason, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, my friends. I'm a lover of Jesus Christ, and he tells us to go to the world and make disciples, even though it's going to cost us our lives at times. This nation has a law against going in there and doing what he did, and he knew that he was bordering on that
law. What nation had what law?
Where Saeed is at.
Iran?
Wherever he's at, being held prisoner.
Iran is where he's at.
Okay, I'm not saying it's right, the law's right, but that nation has laws. And no nation has the right. First of all, when that pastor went in there, he knew he's going to lay down his life in his heart for the cause of Christ. Our nation has no right to come in there and overturn their laws.
Well, hold it. We're not asking our nation to – you're completely missing the issue here. We're not asking our nation to overturn their laws. They're not fulfilled. They've signed on to international human rights declarations, which they're not fulfilling, including the freedom of religion, Jason. So that's number one. Number two, Jordan, he wasn't violating the law. In fact, he was there specifically for a different purpose.
There are people who go into areas, I think, you know, Jason, that go into places they know that if they get picked up proselytizing or doing work for the Christian ministry, they know that what the consequences could be. But Pastor Saeed was actually not doing that. I mean, that's what's even more egregious about this situation, Jason, is that Pastor Saeed had an agreement with the Iranian government to run this orphanage as long as he would no longer work with the house churches, which no one has accused him of doing, including his court file. So the file that was seen on Monday did not say he violated anything between 2009 and 2013, nothing whatsoever. He was picked up because of a new persecution at people who just happen to be Christians. I mean, that's the honest truth. Is it because they're Christians, they are now this new threat, and they weren't seen as that same threat 2 years ago even. I mean, there's been that much of a change inside of Iran. So I would say, yeah, there are people who go to places who know that they're violating the law. He actually did the opposite. He had made agreements with the Iranian government, and in fact that he was there to get approval from
right.
their bureaucracy for his board, with, you know, 80% of the way done with this orphanage. So I think characterizing that way is wrong. And also, never before in history, I mean, it's very dangerous. I mean, think about what the genocides and the Holocaust that have gone on. Just because it may not be violating the laws of a specific nation, all nations who are part of the UN have signed on to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. That's mandatory, and that includes the right to believe or not believe whatever you want. So they are actually breaking their own law, their own international law, which they have agreed to be part of, and they have not made any reservations to. They are the ones breaking the law,
right?
Not the pastor, not the Christians inside of Iran.
I had Dr. Michael Easley on the broadcast last week, who's a well-known theologian, Bible teacher, who actually addressed this issue of, you know, well, shouldn't he just expect this kind of persecution? I think, Jason, you'll find this instructive. Let me go ahead and play it for you.
When you go back to the first century, when Paul is about to be flogged and beaten for what he believes in Rome, he calls on his Roman citizenship, which strikes the fear in the governing power of that day. And I think when we often say, yes, we're going to suffer and be persecuted, that doesn't mean to lay down and necessarily take it.
So, Jason, I don't know if that helps you understand the kind of where we're coming from on this, but it gives you a little bit of a different perspective on the international law. So I hope that helped.
Expect his own nation. He expects his own nation to help out.
Well, his own nation isn't going to help out because they've got a dictatorial regime there that are killing Christians just because they're Christians, which is not against the law, by the way, to be a Christian. But they're killing them. They're hanging Christians because they are Christians. And you think that's, if the law says that's okay, that's okay?
Can't do that. Paul was in Rome. He expected to call upon his own nation.
No. Well, this is what this man's doing.
No.
Exactly. No. Hey, Jason, you're thinking you're incorrect here. The Iranian government has, Jason, if you'll listen for a second, the Iranian government has in place rules that protect religious freedom, which they don't follow their own rules. But they've also are a member of the United Nations, which means they've signed on to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which protects religious freedom and conversion and speaking out on about your religion. That's signed by Iran. So he's calling on his citizenship as an Iranian citizen as well to be free from this persecution. And do you think if a law, let's say the law in Nazi Germany was, let's exterminate the Jews. Would you just say that's the law of the land, Jason?
Jesus wouldn't want world war over the whole thing because Jesus said...
You know what? You're sounding like you're like some kind of Ron Paul devotee trying to apply that to a crisis where a man's being beaten because he's a Christian. So thanks for calling. But Jason, I think about these things before you just parrot a statement that makes absolutely no sense. By the way, he also called on Rome, as it pointed out. Than was pointing out here. You know, Paul called on the citizenship of Rome. He wasn't in Rome at the time, but he was a Roman citizen, and this was a Roman province, and he was able to do that. Go ahead, Jordan.
And it's not about the right to have nuclear energy. This is a basic kind of human issue of it's not how you treat criminals, it's not how you treat drug dealers, it's not what kind of crimes and punishments you have for that. This is about a charge which is not in their penal code, by the way. It's not in their criminal code,
right,
the way that they've described this new charge, which they announced yesterday. Undermining national security because of building churches is nowhere to be found. These are made-up laws. That's what dictators do. That's what regimes do when they've run out of their own penal code. They have no more criminal law to rely on, so they start making it up. And that's what the Revolutionary Court is for. And that's why, as we already reported today, these secret testimony, they will treat you one way, just like the people that beat him will be nice to him one day. And then beat him the next day. They'll treat him one way in court, so they were trying to get those stories, that press reports out that we have had to, rebut. And now we know today they're doing secret trials, intimidating people who were already imprisoned only because they were being asked questions about Saeed. So we know there's nothing good to come out of this system except for pressure from the world. We know the Iranians don't like that. They wouldn't have set that press story out yesterday. If they didn't want international attention, certainly they wouldn't have been talking to the Associated Press. But
right. They
did, and we caught them again, every time we're involved in these cases, on just a complete and utter lie. I mean, that's what Nagme used the word. We're using that word, too. They lied to the press. When you lie to the press gets upset about that, and that's why the whole world is writing about it now. Iran can blame themselves, because you try to lie to those reporters, they don't like that very much.
Well, that's exactly right. All right, folks, let's grab another phone call here. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Than, who's next?
Let's go to Judy calling from California on line one. Judy, you're on the air.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Jay. I just wanted to ask, it's just a simple question. I'm not even, maybe it doesn't mean anything, but what about the other prisoners?
Well, you know, it's there are hundreds. And Saeed Abedini, like Youssef Nardakhani before him, they're symbolic of a much greater problem. However, if we can get him released, it says something. But he's an American citizen. So there are others in there, and, you know, some you hear about and some we'll never hear about. And, Jordan, that's just the reality of what we've got.
Yes, but, you know, people like Saeed, if they are released and able to get back to the U.S., will be able to tell us about others who he met. Yeah, he was placed with another American, someone who's gotten us some attention, a former Marine, not charged with a religious crime, but Amir Hekmati, who's been accused of being a spy. He was, you know, he's been in that cell before. He's been treated with these other Americans. And so he's, you know, if he's able to be released, that's how this information gets out. It's very rare to have a Nardakhani. It's very rare to have a Saeed, especially back-to-back like this, who are exposing a system of justice they go great lengths to protect, to the point where, until yesterday, I'm not sure that his Saeed's lawyer could have identified this judge if he walked by him on the street,
right,
or even sitting across from him in a restaurant. I mean, that's how secret this court system is. There's nothing about him until 2009. No, nothing about his legal background, his training. And the truth is, he is just a foot soldier for the Ayatollah. He will do whatever he's told. So if the Ayatollah says, okay, too much pressure, this judge could have been really mean in court, and he could let you out of jail. He could be really nice in court, and the Ayatollah could say, sentence him to death. I mean, there's no way to predict based on how the judge behaved. But I think when you see what's happening today, they had a secret trial, which we found out about it through the church members who were getting summoned. And listen, they're freaked out because they could end up being in jail. This is not ever about one person. It's about an entire movement. This time it happens to be Christians instead of some political movement. But that's how they're being treated, as a opposition political movement to the Ayatollah.
Yep.
And this, we still know, the Christian population in Iran has been growing, but it is still a very small minority compared to the Muslim population, yet they're being treated like this massive threat.
Yeah, they view them as a political threat. Folks, listen, we've got a lot more ahead. You're going to want to stay tuned. Let me encourage you again as we close this segment of the broadcast out. If you've not signed on this petition, we are very close to our 200,000 goal. Go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Or you can simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Almost 185,000 of you signed online alone. Let me encourage you also, engage Twitter, Facebook, all the social media opportunities and apps on aclj.org. Follow Jordan on Twitter, it's twitter.com/JordanSecular. You'll get frequent updates on this case and others. So it's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in just a moment.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on. A lot of great things happening. And a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. An American pastor is on trial in Iran right now because of his Christian faith. Pastor Saeed Abedini, who has been in prison since September, is now facing charges in an Iranian courtroom. The ACLJ is representing Pastor Saeed's family in the U.S. and continues to work to secure his freedom. But the United States has failed to fully engage this case. The State Department, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, President Obama, and his press secretary have failed to call for this American citizen's release. There is still time to make a difference, though, but we need to hear from you right now. Sign on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed and urge the Obama administration to take action to secure the freedom of this American citizen. Call now 1-877-989-2255.
That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett coming to you from Washington, D.C. Listen, I'm going to play for you in just a moment here an interview that Jay had an opportunity to do with Bill Hemmer on Fox News just before going on air. Kind of walks through the latest developments in Pastor Saeed's case, but I want to set this interview up for you for a little bit because I want you to pay close attention to a couple of things that Jay covers in this interview. Something that we have to pay very close attention to as the Iranian regime continues to put out this false narrative, this false story on Pastor Saeed, that he's been released on bail. Folks, this is a game that they have been playing with Pastor Saeed, with his family, for the past several months. It is time for the United States government to call the Iranian regime out for these lies. They have repeatedly set bail for Pastor Saeed, and then when the family goes to great lengths, goes to great trouble to gather this bail, and then to appear to actually present bail, that bail is rejected for one reason or another. Basically, what the Iranian regime is doing here, folks, they are playing games with this man's life. It is a PR game on their side. They are trying to say one thing in the media and then do another to keep Pastor Saeed in jail. But listen, we are engaging that same effort in the United States and around the world. This was one of the keys with Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani, folks. Fox News, other outlets, but especially Fox News, did an absolutely great job keeping Pastor Youssef's story front and center, both nationally and internationally, and it basically kept the regime on notice. They were not able to put Pastor Youssef to death. They were not able to continue to detain him because the world was watching. We are going to do the same thing for Pastor Saeed. That is what this media advocacy that Jay has talk so much about. That is what it's all about. I'll come back in just a moment and talk about our government efforts as well. But this is just the latest effort that Jay did with Bill Hemmer on Fox News to make sure that all of you, the American people and the international public, continues to know the truth behind Pastor Saeed's story. So this is Jay on with Bill Hemmer at Fox News just a few moments ago.
Iran says an American pastor held on charges of evangelizing will be soon freed. The pastor's wife here in the U.S. says that is a big fat lie, and the timing is important, too, because a trial just started yesterday. Jay Sekulow is the chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. That's the organization representing Pastor Saeed Abedini's wife and children. They live here in the U.S., and Jay, good morning to you and welcome back. There is an update that you have. What have you heard out of Tehran today?
Well, there's a couple things. Number one, there was a report yesterday that the judge during the trial set bail again so that the pastor could be released. And the fact of the matter is, while the judge has set bail, the bail was refused to be accepted. In other words, the processing facilities will not accept the bail. There's been over 20 attempts. Bail's been set for this pastor for 5 months, and they've refused to acknowledge the bail. So the court will say one thing, and then the authorities will say something else. Remember, this is controlled bail by the Revolutionary Guard. So that's number one. Number two, there is a proceeding going on today, actually, as we speak right now, where neither the pastor or his lawyer are entitled to be there, and they're allegedly putting on the stand witnesses, including other pastors in the community. One thing that became very clear in the trial yesterday, the actual charge against Pastor Saeed Abedini is violating, you know, potential violations of what they call state security because he started house churches. That is actually the charge that they have this man in jail for in Iran right now, and they've acknowledged that. The problem is we're dealing with the Revolutionary Guard, so we are having to get all of the resources that we can muster around the globe to put pressure on the Iranian regime to let him out.
Well, what is their motivation here? I mean, you've watched some of these stories play out. How do they usually end, Jay?
Well, you know, hundreds of them end, and we don't know how they ended, which means either the people literally disappear or they die or they're killed, die in prison or they're killed. Youssef Nadarkhani, which Fox News covered so well around the globe with all your networks, he was out. His lawyer ended up in jail for a season, is not in jail right now, but he was able to get out of jail. This particular case is unique because not only is Saeed Abedini Iranian by nationality, he's a U.S. citizen. And we've yet to get the kind of statement we want, although the White House did issue a statement through the National Security Council. We really need the Secretary of State to issue a demand for release. But, you know, Bill, these are hard to I'm very, very concerned, as you could tell,
about where this case is going. And I obviously don't have any confidence in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard or the courts there. So it's global pressure, and it's governments that do business with Iran that we need to put that pressure on. This judge
himself has been sanctioned by the EU.
Yeah, the judge has been sanctioned by the EU.
And we know he has a tough, tough reputation, too, this judge has.
Yeah.
And the trial just started this week. And his wife is on record as saying that everything that's coming out of there this week is a flat-out lie. What's the motivation behind Iranian media putting this word out when, in fact, that's not the case? Because what you're saying now, that this guy's still in jail. He's behind bars.
He's in jail. He's facing abuse while he's in prison. And the Iranian regime, the Revolutionary Guard, is trying to utilize their internal media, the Iranian official news agencies, in order to tamper down any kind of global outreach that's going on media-wise. I mean, media outlets around the world are picking the story up now. And what the Iranians are trying to do through their media is saying, no, 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 we're letting him out in a few days. Meanwhile, they're beating him regularly in that prison, Bill. I mean, this is one of the worst prisons, if not the worst political prison in Iran, the Ibn prison. And the fact is that the Iranian media is utilizing a distortion campaign. It's their own version of what I call media advocacy. I mean, we're doing the same thing in the United States, but we're putting out the true facts. Iran is utilizing their resources to distort it, to try to tamper down media interest in what is increasingly becoming a dangerous by the moment situation for Pastor Saeed and his family. He's 32 years old with two kids.
We've been relying on you for a lot of our information through this based on your contacts inside of Iran. If it changes, we'll bring you back. But as for now, the reports are not true. He has not met bail. It has not been accepted. And this American pastor is behind bars. Jay Sekulow, thank you for coming back. When you get updates, please let us know, okay?
We will do it.
Folks, you heard it from Jay in that interview with Bill Hemmer. The Iranian regime now admits the facts about this case against Pastor Saeed. They admit that the charges that Pastor Saeed is facing stem back to his conversion in 2000. They admit that it's about his Christian faith. They admit that it's about his work in these house churches. Folks, they want to talk previously about these are national security charges. No, this is about Pastor Saeed's faith. And I want to focus back in on a comment that Jay made about the U.S. engagement in this case. We know that day one of the trial has already occurred. We know that day two of the trial, to some extent, without the pastor's presence, without the pastor's attorney's presence, has already occurred. But it is not too late for this government to engage. There is no reason that they have not engaged further to this point, but there is still time for them to make a difference. And I would say that this is a window of opportunity for the United States government to really step in and make a difference. It's time for them to call out the Iranian regime for their game in this case, for the fact that they are not releasing Pastor Saeed in jail. Listen, Saeed is one of ours. He's an American citizen. It is this State Department's first duty to defend Americans overseas. They have not done that to the extent that they should in this case. And listen, the National Security Council, they put out a good statement on this. I think it's a step in the right direction. But if the National Security Council can speak, folks, there is no reason that the State Department can't echo that statement. There is no reason that the White House can't echo that statement. It's now crystal clear. This is about Pastor Saeed's faith. Now is the time for the United States to engage aggressively, for them to engage and cross all levels. Members of Congress have done it. Members of the Idaho delegation have done it. All of you are standing up for Pastor Saeed. It's time for the United States government to show their full force in this case. Call now 1-877-989-2255 if you want to stand with us in demanding just that. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
There is still time to make a difference, but we need to hear from you right now. Sign on to our petition to free Pastor Saeed and urge the Obama administration to take action to secure the freedom of this American citizen. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.